Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley says that on Monday, only two people have been called to testify in a special hearing about sexual assault allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh and his accuser. Christine Blasey Ford went public over the weekend with an allegation that Kavanaugh assaulted her while he was drunk at a high school party more than three decades ago. Her accusation postponed his expected committee confirmation this week. One of the Democrats who's watching this unfold is former Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, who joins us. Senator, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you, Jeremy.
How much trouble do you think the Kavanaugh nomination is in?
Well, I think it's in serious trouble. I think what we have to do is ascertain the facts as best we can, and that's going to be a process that will take several steps. But obviously, things are very uncertain at this point. We hope we can clarify them in the next few days.
How are senators going to do that? How are they going to figure out who is telling the truth, Ms. Blasey Ford or Judge Kavanaugh?
Well, that's very, very difficult. My hope is that we can avoid a circus. And the only way to do that, it seems to me, is to have an independent person, somebody who's neither a Republican or Democratic person involved with the questioning. It could be two people, I suppose. But I think if you avoid both the kind of circus atmosphere that comes with all of the politicized questions and really get to the facts, you have at least a better opportunity to ascertain what the facts really are.
Can you remember anything like this? I mean, is this like Anita Hill and Clarence Thomas?
It is. Times have changed dramatically and circumstances are different today, but in many respects, this is a sequel to the Anita Hill circumstances.
And what did you learn from that?
What you learn, first of all, is that it's important with lifetime appointments to do as much as possible to get the facts as best we can, to make a judgment. And when there's doubt, it seems to me we owe it to the courts and the country to give the benefit of the doubt to the courts and the country and not to the nominee.
From what you know so far, I mean, you're a Democrat, so you probably wouldn't vote for Judge Kavanaugh anyway, or maybe you wouldn't. But what do you think of what you've heard so far?
Well, I think we have to be – it takes a lot of courage for a woman to step forward. And under these circumstances especially, she knew she was going to be ridiculed. She knew she was going to have an enormous amount of pressure put upon her. And yet she stepped forward. I have to admire that. Obviously, we still need to know the facts, and I don't think anyone knows all of the facts at this point, but I think you have to give a good deal of benefit of the doubt to someone who does what she has done.
It's been interesting to watch how the White House has responded to this. A little more of a muted tone. The president said a little delay on this is okay. The White House is not trashing Blasey Ford at all. What do you think about that? Why is that happening?
Well, I think they realize that that there's a great deal of uncertainty around all of this. And the more it's politicized, the more the uncertainty becomes a reality that they probably can't contend with. I mean, if they have very little margin of error, all they need to have happen is one or two of their Republican colleagues who give the benefit of the doubt to the accuser, and it's over. So I think they have to play it very carefully, and that's what they're doing.
What do you think is at stake for the Republicans, especially since we're just a couple months out from the midterm elections?
Well, I think this is going to, if this nomination fails, it's going to politicize the whole Supreme Court contest even more. I fear that. I think it's really unfortunate in our country that we've put so much predictability into the process, and that hyperbolic rhetoric on both sides has done a real disservice, in my opinion, to the process itself. But this will certainly make the midterm elections even more politicized around the courts.
If this nomination fails, is there time for another before the midterms?
I don't think so. My guess is that given what few days remain, and a lame duck, I think, would be an impossible set of circumstances to consider a second nominee. This bumps into the next Congress.
The next Congress, which if the Democrats take control, they would have a little more sway. What kind of a justice do you think would be nominated if the Democrats control the Senate come January?
Well, that's a good question. My hope is that that whether it's Democrats or Republicans, the president would see fit to nominate somebody that would be from the mainstream, that would really have the benefit of broad support on both sides of the aisle. That used to happen routinely. It no longer happens, and that's one of the sad spectacles we're facing today.
Senator, I want to ask you one more thing. Hillary Clinton just wrote a piece in The Atlantic the other day in which she said essentially that our democracy is at risk right now. Do you see it that way?
Absolutely. I'm very concerned about the state of our democracy. I think it's eroding dramatically. I was troubled a lot by a question asked of millennials not long ago: is democracy necessary? And if I understand the results correctly, only about 30% said democracy was really essential today. That says all you need to know about our circumstances and how precarious our whole system of government is right now.
And how much do you think that has to do with President Trump?
Well, it has a lot to do with President Trump. He, in some ways, is the symptom, but also the cause. This has been going on for some time. It's just gotten a lot worse in the last 2 years.
That's Senator Tom Daschle, the former Senate Majority Leader, a Democrat from South Dakota. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Jeremy.
And by the way, Senator Daschle told us he thinks Democrats have a 40% chance of taking the Senate in November.